Okay, so let's start the next part of the sugya, which is all about, right, the what it takes for an eid, right, to attain the shem eid, and for a person to be, or an eid, to be mitzarif to the kat of eidus. And again, the local nafkamina obviously is going to be when does an eid become part of the kat to trigger nimsa echad mehem karav apostle. But as we see what the koveya for being mitzarif to a kat is, we're going to see this really has broader implications as well. It's not just for the din of nimsa echad mehem karav apostle. Other nafkamina such as ein eid nasa dayan, other, you know, or perhaps, you know, tchilas of self of kashrus. But so everything we're discussing right now is going to be, you know, very important for many sugyas and shas, not just the local day. Oh. So, good. So what we're going to do right now is, at least today, is going to focus on the first mahalach. All right, the first mahalach is that the koveya to be mitzarif, right, the koveya for shame aid, or a koveya to be mitzarif, an aid to a kat, is the re'iyah, right? Not the Haggadah. According to this first Mahalach, the Koveya is going to be Re'iyah. And at first glance, it seems a little surprising, discussing with some guys. Generally, when you think about, you know, an Eid, or what Eidim are doing, you think about them being Magid, giving Haggadahs Eidus in Bezin. Right? The Re'iyah, you don't see that as part of their Eidus. But the Lamdus is very important to think about, is that what is important about the Shas Re'iyah? What's the connection between Shas Re'iyah and the role of an Eid? Exactly, that's the subject of your eidus. So Shas Re'iyah is the point at which the eid, right, obtains the information that he's then going to give over as part of his Haggadahs eidus. So once you, right, take a step back and think about the big picture of what an eid is all about, an eid is all about, right, having information and then giving that information over. So therefore, if from that perspective, the Shas Re'iyah is very important because that's the point in time, that's the moment in time where the aid obtains the information which ends up becoming the content of his Haggadahs Eidus. So we're going to see right now, right, that this first Mahalach is going to play up the role of Re'iyah, and that Re'iyah is going to be the Koveya for being in a Mitzarif to the Kat. So the contrast we'll see is Mahalach number two is going to be that you need both Re'iyah and Haggadah. Mahalach number three, that's going to be either or. Right? So you have Mahalach number one is it's Re'iyah alone. Mahalach number two is it's Re'iyah and Haggadah. Mahalach number three is it's Re'iyah or Haggadah. Okay, so today we're going to focus on Mahalach number one, that it's Re'iyah alone. We're going to see that even within Re'iyah, there are going to be subtle versions of what it takes for the Re'iyah to be Koveh, Re'iyah alone, or maybe there are other things that are required in addition to the Re'iyah. Before we even get to our sugya, there's another important Mishnah which similarly highlights the role of Re'iyah in terms of being Koveh, the Kat. What Mishnah am I referring to? Vav and Beis. So the Mishnah of Vav and Beis makes it very clear that the Re'iyah plays a crucial role in terms of forming the Kat Eidus. So, Natan, would you mind? No, Vav up in base.
No, it is. Yeah. Okay. Ayushnaim Rowan Otom Machalan Zeb, Sham Rowan Otom Machalan Zeb. The Echo Mitari Bo, the Emsa, is gone to success on Rowan. Elu is Elu.
Hari Elu.
Elu Sachas.
So, right, so you have two, right, sets, two Kite Edim, right, seeing the Maisa from two different vantage points, from two different windows, says the Mishnah. If these two sets of Edim, these two pairs of Edim, are able to see each other, so then they become integrated into a single Kat Edus, the Imlav. Right, but if their Re'iyah, right, if they can't see each other, if their Re'iyos are distinct, then they're considered two separate Kite Edim, the Fichach, Nachmina. Therefore, once they're two separate Kite Edim, therefore, if one of the two pairs are Huzam, there's a din Hazama. Even though there's a din of Achia Zimu as Kulan, you need to be Mazim the entire Kat, says the Mishnah. In this case, two separate Kats. And therefore, that entire Kat of two was Huzam, therefore they were going to be subject to Hazama. So what's coming out of this Mishnah, the reason why it's important for Arasugya, right, is that this highlights the role of Re'iyah. Right? This shows that in order, when you're forming a kat, a joint re'iyah is koveya. But if you have two separate re'iyos, as defined by the Mishnah, that the people can't see each other. They're so far apart, their re'ios are so distinct that they can't see each other. That's considered distinct re'ios, and that therefore breaks the cot. So the first raya to this idea that re'ia, no pun intended, right? That re'ia, right, is koveya, the cot of edus, is this Mishnah that says that you need a joint re'ia in order for the edim to form a single cot. Yeah.
Are we speaking about re'ia in terms of the edim seeing each other?
Yes.
Or them seeing the mice of the perpetrator?
No. Them seeing each other. In all cases of the Mishnah, they all see the same mice in the middle. Okay. We're saying, are we going to consider, let's say there are four edim, there's two and two. Right, so we're going to consider them a cot of four if the Edom can see each other. We're going to consider them two separate Kite Edom if each of them can only see the Maisa, but they can't see each other. Right, so what comes out of this Mishnah is that the role of Re'ia in being Koveya, the Tseref to a cot. Right, so this is the first, is the first Raya that the Re'ia is really the Koveya of the cot. And just one hour before I take Akiva, is that although the Mishnah only has the nafkamina of Achi Azimu as Kulan, right? The Rishonim on the spot mentioned that there are other nafkamina as well. Right? Tosos points out, what's the other nafkamina of it being one or two? What? Nimsa Achad, exactly. So, again, Tosos, Dir Matzko Hari Ilu Edus Achas. Natanel? See Hari Ilu Edus Achas?
Tosos?
Yeah, I love one of these. It's the fourth Tosos on the page. Right, so again, not only do the nafkamina of Anshi Azimu as Kulan, it's also nafkamina for Nimsa Echad Me'am Karva Puzzle. Right, to tell you, right, that's own Chiddush we'll get back to, that, you know, that the Psul HaVazama also triggers Nimsa Me'am Karva Puzzle, that's Psul Tsugi, which we'll get back to. Right, so again, this Tosus is pointing out that although the Mishnah only mentions the nafkamina Achi Azimu as Kulan, don't think it's a localized, oh, it's only a kat le'inyan Achi Azimu as Kulan. No, joint Re'iyah is Koveya, the kat Edus, even for Arasugya of Nimsa Echad Me'am Karva Puzzle. We'll see. Hold on. We'll get to it very soon. To a certain extent, you're right. To a certain extent, you're not right. But we'll see. Okay, good. So now what we're... Oh, sorry.
Yeah, but how does Mahal feel with the fact that some of these don't need Maisa at all, like Allah, for example, you don't need it.
So no, there you have a Re'ia. It's just that the Maisa is not Koveya, but it's the Re'ia of the Chov, you would say. It still is a Re'ia. You're not an Eid of that scene.
Yeah, it takes the place of the Re'ia.
Yeah, I mean, that's just saying the subject of the Re'ia is a little different. That the Maisa is not Koveya, but it's rather the Maisa vis-a-vis the Chov. Yes. Our next thing is Edus Miuchetas, and we'll fine tune that chiluk. But every Edus has a Re'ia. What's not clear is that not every Edus has a Haggadah. Well, that's in terms of Edikiyim. We'll get to that. That's its own Lamdus. But every Edus does have a Re'ia. Okay, good. So now that we see from that Mishnah on Vav Amud Beis that Re'ia clearly plays a role in the Tzeiruf of a Kat Edus, now we're going to see different versions of this first approach. Right? First approach is that Re'ia is Koveya. The question is, there can be three different versions. We'll call it 1A, 1B, 1C, in terms of what exactly is the Geder of the Re'ia. So approach 1A, the first version, is that Re'ia alone is Koveya, even without... fill in the blank, Kavana Lehe. So approach 1A is going by the first version of this is that Re'ia alone is Koveya, even if at the time of the Re'ia there was no Kavana Lehe. So which Tana do some Mefarshim, some Rishonim interpret as holding this idea? Yeah. Rabbi Yossi, exactly. So if you look carefully, let's go back to the Mishnah. You go carefully and you read the Mishnah on Vav Amud Aleph very carefully. You'll notice that the Mishnah only introduces the requirement of Hasra / Kavana in the context of Rebbe. At least that's the way it could be read. Not with the Rebbe Yossi. So let's quickly, it's like, would you mind just reading the Mishnah again? Like yesterday? I'm Rebbe Yossi.
I'm Rebbe Yossi.
So at face value, Rebbe Yossi is talking about that he limits, right, the din of Nimsa Echad to the realm of Nefash, as we discussed yesterday, doesn't apply to Mamonos. Oh, but continue.
Rabbi Omer, Echad Dine Mamonos, Echad Dine Nefash.
So point number one, he argues, no, it also extends to Dine Mamonos. But now Rabbi continues. So Rebbe not only argues about the scope, about right whether right it also extends to mamonos, he also adds this new qualification of hasra. And we'll see, hasra perhaps is just a siman to kavana lehit, but the way many Rishonim are going to interpret that, but that only Rebbe holds that. The emesai, this added qualification of kavana lehit, is only within Shitas Rebbe. But Rabbi Yossi, who limits right the din, one sheet of his is that he limits the din to din and nefashos. But another din by omission is that he doesn't require any kavana lehayit, that shas re'ia alone is going to be koveh. So let's go through, you know, a number of Rishonim who clearly interpret that sheetas Rabbi Yossi is that re'ia alone is koveh, and you don't even need kavana lehayit. So the first person to say this is Rashi. So this Rashi comes in Dira Maschel Harug Yatzim. David, do you see it? Oh, yes, sir. Yeah. David Solomon, go for it. Harug Yatzim. So again, remember the Gemara is asking, right, if there's really Nimtza Echamam Karav Apostle, so that even the Harug, even the Baal Davar, the person being killed, who's clearly Apostle, should trigger Nimtza Echamam Karav Apostle. So says Rashi.
Nikurva.
Right? So says Rashi again, what's the implicit kasha that Rashi's asking and answering? It's like the Harug clearly doesn't have Kavana Lahayid, he's about to be killed, right? The Harug clearly doesn't have Kavana Lahayid. So what's the Gemara asking? Answers Rashi, the Gemara is within Shitas Rav Yossi, and Shitas Rav Yossi, or Rav Yossi da Amar af below Hasru, Shalom Niskavin Lahayid. Right, Rashi Shitas, we'll see in a moment that Hasra is just a simon to Kavana Lahayid. So Rashi is clearly saying that Shitas Rav Yossi is that the Re'iyah alone, even without Kavana Lahayid, is going to be Koveya the Shem Eid, and thereby trigger Nimsechad Mehem
Karav Apostle. Joining together.
Yes, exactly. A joint Re'iyah, the fact that you saw it together and you can see each other, that is enough of a mitzarif to, you know, not only confer upon you a Shem Eid, but to be, you know, confer upon you that tzeruf between you guys because you saw it together. Oh. So not only do you have Rashi, you also have the Rashbam, famous Rashbam in Bava Basra, Kufi Gimel Amud Beis. And as we're going to get back to this a couple of times, the Rashbam, very, very important here. We'll get back to the Rashbam's overall shita, you know, a little bit later, but I just want to show that the way he presents Rebbe Rabbi Yossi, that he similarly interprets Rabbi Yossi as holding that Re'iya alone, even without Kavana Lahayid, is going to be Koveya. So anyone have the Rashbam? Akifas, you see? I would say four lines down in the Rashbam. It says, V'raya l'davar, the Parakama Demakos.
V'raya l'davar, Parakama Demakos, d'cha chashiv l'u Rabbi Yossi, chasam eidin l'fsol as a shar, im roi mehen.
Right, so the Rashbam is bringing a raya that Re'iyah is Koveya from Shitas Rabbi Yossi. Like Rabbi Yossi says that Re'iyah alone is Koveya. Oh, now he's going to introduce Rebbe, and by implication you're going to see what the pshat in Rabbi Yossi was.
Rebbe Poligalea, V'amar ma yasu shnei achin, shiro be'echa shaharigat ha-nefesh, shaharigat ha-nefesh.
Stop there for now. So he says, Rebbe agrees that Re'iyah is Koveya, or Rebbe adds to Rabbi Yossi that Rebbe requires not only Re'iyah, but also Kavana Lahayid, implication being that Rabbi Yossi, like Rashi says, B'shem Rabbi Yossi, that Rabbi Yossi thinks that Re'iyah alone, even without Kavana Lahayid, is going to be Koveya. So you have both Rashi and the Rashbam saying that the Shitas Rabbi Yossi is that, yes, Re'iyah is Koveya, and that Re'iyah alone is Koveya, like this option 1A, that even that Re'iyah alone, even without Kavana Lahayid, is going to be Koveya. Oh. So you have Rashi, the Rashbam, all Bidas Rabbi Yossi, and we're going to see even the Bali Tosos. Yeah. No, 100%, but that's within Shitas Rebbe. I'm trying to show. Yeah, he only says. Where? Are you in Arasugya or in Bava Basra?
In Arasugya.
Yeah, Rabbi Yossi, the Amr Af below Hasru. Shalom is Kavin Lahayid.
I mean, what's the rule of Hasra? Is that it's Megala that this.
You're 100% right, but he says you don't need that. He says Rabbi Yossi doesn't require that.
He doesn't need the Gilead one, it still requires the Kavana.
don't know. He says, Reb Yossi da Amar Af below Hasru Shilo Niskavin Lahayid.
Right.
Yeah,
that
means
the rule of Hasra is that if Megala that is
true, I mean, it doesn't require either of them.
No, it doesn't require the Kilik, still require the.
You're right theoretically, but he doesn't say that. He says Reb Yossi, who says you don't need Hasra, and therefore, even when it's Shilo Niskavin Lahayid, because the Harug is not Niskavin Lahayid. Right, he's about to get killed.
You don't have to read them. I know you could. You could read it as what's the role of Hasra is that it's a.
I agree to that.
Even if we don't know that he has Kavana, then. I mean, he still requires Kavana, just use them as well.
I'll let you agree that. Reb Yossi da Amar Af Belo Hasru, Shilo Niskavin Lahayid, still who Matzalas Amidom Mithne Kurva. Anybody? Right? I'm saying, even though you don't have Kavana, Af Al Pikin, Nimsa Achavan Karva Pasa. That's Shitas Reb Yossi. Pretty confident about that one. Good. We're going to see carefully that Shitas Tosfos is also like this. Although, even though Tosfos himself are going to end up rejecting the Re'i approach and says, you also need Haggadah, but it's very clear the way that Tosfos understands the Machokas, Reb Yossi, and Rebbe, is that things that Reb Yossi does not require Kavana Lehem. So this comes from Tosfos Zir Maskel Shmuel Omer. Mayor, would you mind? Remember discussing this in Seder with you?
Yeah. Halach Rebbe. Kasha.
Right, so the kasha is that we've been doing gittin all wrong. I mean, it sounds like from this sugya is a problem because we have at the shas of the nesinas haget there are krovim there. What's the question is therefore should be a problem. Nimsa echamem karva pasal.
Right,
so even though you have edim kshirim there, there should be batel midin nimsa echad.
So
point number one, he says that even the case, right, if you're going to tell me within Reb Yossi, that's your master, within Reb Yossi limits it to Dine Nefashos, point number one is that you can view get as part of Dine Nefashos because it's an afkamina of Dine Nefashos. That's point number one. So I guess the point number one of Tosas is that it is, the case of get is in the category of Dine Nefashos. Point number one, as we discussed. Point number two,
the time the preacher's the El, Gabay Eidus Nefashos, Shaykh Nami beget, the end of the second line.
Point number two is to say, the Koveya is not Nefashos. The Koveya is any area which is not like Mamanos, any area where an Eid Echad is nothing. So therefore, it says also in the second point, even if you were to argue that Ishus is a separate category from the Fashos, still Ishus, there's no role of an Eid Echad. And therefore, only by Mammon, right? Mammon is the exception. Mammon is where, with the coins of Reb Yossi, right, you're not going to have Nimsa Echamem, Karav Pasul. But both by Nefashos and Ishus, assuming that Ishus is a separate category, since Eid Echad is nothing, they're going to have the psul of Nimsa Echad Mehem, Karav Upasal. Fine, that's not the point I was trying to make. A big adult, but it's important to just read every line Tosas carefully. But continues on.
We got the Rebbe Nami Kasha.
Is the key. And he says, and even to Rebbe, sounds like up until now, who is he been talking with then? Rebbe Yossi. He says, Vagamla Rebbe Nami Kasha. Why?
Shepam is Gavin Echad Mekurv and Eid.
He said, even according to Rebbe, who requires Kavana Lehayid, this still might be a problem because one of the psulim might have Kavana Lehayid. Mashma, that up until that point within Reb Yossi, did you need Kavana Lehayid for there to be a problem? No. So Mashma, in Tosas, at least in the Havamina, right, in the Havamina that's going within Re'ia, it's clear that Tosas thinks that Bedas Reb Yossi, that Re'ia alone, even without Kavana Lehayid, is going to trigger Nimsa Echad Mehem Karuv Upasal. So again, so you have Rashi and the Rashbam, even Lamaskana, right, because they adopt the Re'iyah approach. So the Re'iyah within Reb Yossi is Re'iyah alone without Kavana. And Tosas, at least in the Havamina, when he's understanding the Havamina that the Re'iyah is being Koveya, again, within Shitas Reb Yossi, it's Re'iyah alone, even without Kavana Lehid. So Adkan approach, and again, I can read it inside, but Tosas and Sanhedrin, Tasam and Aleph, also has this Diuk, Tosas Shitasam, understanding that within the Havmina, the Re'iyah is Koveya. Within Rebbe, that's Re'iyah plus Kavana Lehayid. Within Reb Yossi, it's Re'iyah alone. Yeah.
So if you're saying that kid could theoretically get to a level of Nefashos, so then wouldn't there have to be Hasra? Like, how does that work? How do you get Hasra that from two and you get?
No. I mean, it's just a finish. One issue is how do you categorize? How do you categorize the case as nefashos, ishos, mamonos? And a separate thing, for an onish, you know, for an onish, you need also. That's like a separate. And in order for something to be considered nefashos, you don't. I mean, hasura is a tanai and onish. This is a separate question in terms of how to categorize.
Nefashos without an onish?
I'm saying it's the category of dinim nefashos for the dinim of nimsech on the kar pasul. Yeah, we're not talking about the onish.
Tosis clarifies in both that really it's just saying that you also need, that's the only one.
Yeah, exactly. We'll get to Tosos, because again, Tosos is within approach number two. They need both Re'iyah and Haggadah. But I'm saying Tosos' conception that within the Re'iyah approach, right, within the Havamina, that it's Re'iyah alone, it clearly thinks that within that approach, that within Rabbi Yossi, it would be Re'iyah alone, even without Kavana Lehem. So Akan. Right, so Akan 1a, that it's Re'iyah alone, even without Kavana Lehed, and those are the Rishonim, Vidas, Reb Yossi.
Well, he agrees with Rashi and Rashbam on that point, they just disagree on the reading of Haggadah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's my point. Exactly. Oh, good. Now, we'll call it version 1b, which is to say that within the Re'iyah approach, it's not Re'iyah alone, it's Re'iyah in conjunction with Kavana Lehed. And what's the lumdus? The lumdus is that, right, the only time we are machshiv that joint re'iyah to be the beginning of the, you know, the process of being an aid is only when the people at the time of the re'iyah had in mind to translate this information into Haggadah's Eidus. Right? So again, this Mahalakha is saying, yes, re'iyah starts the process of Eidus. But you can only view the re'iyah as significant vis-a-vis Eidus when these individuals have in mind to translate that re'iyah, that information, into Haggadah's Eidus. But again, but still that the re'iyah, still within approach number one, it's not the re'iyah is koveya the shem eid. So the re'iyah is koveya the kat, a forming of the kat edus, is just that the only time that re'iyah is significant to trigger the beginning of the shem eid is only when the individual has kavan aleha to translate that information of the re'iyah into Haggadah's edus.
So it's like 1.5.
What?
So it's like 1.5.
That doesn't call it 1b. Same idea, right? So again, 1a is re'iyah alone, 1b is Re'iyah with Kavana Lehed. Good. So let's see. We're going to see number of Rishonim. We're going to say this is Pshat in Rebbe. Now, even though Rebbe seems to be talking about, again, does Rebbe in the Mishnah, does Rebbe talk about Kavana? What does he talk about?
Hasra.
So the big question is, like, is it Hasra Dafka? Or is Hasra a simon for something else? We're going to see right now that most Rishonim interpret Hasra as a simon for something else, as seems the fact that Rebbe's Shita is that Nimsa Echamam Karav Apostle applies to Mamonos. And obviously Hasra doesn't apply to Mamonos, so they say it must be that Hasra is a simon to Kavan Aleh. So we're going to see that Rashi, throughout the Sugya, interprets that Hasra is really a simon for Kavan Aleh, and that the Koveya is Re'iyah with Kavan Aleh. So let's go through a number of Rashis. Pinchas, you want to take Rashi, Dir Maskel Bizman? This is Rashi, Bidas Rebbe. Dir Maskel Bizman, Shehasra Behem. So he said, so right off the bat, Rashi is going to say, oh, this Tanai of Hasra is limited to the Nefashos cases of Rebbe. Obviously, it's not going to apply to the Mamonos cases. Only when they give Hasra. But he doesn't yet explain what's the Yichus, right? What's the significance of the Hasra? That's going to come in the Sefer. Aval.
Oh.
So what's the key line here? Well, v'imlo hasru behen, v'lo kivnu lios ein debedaver. So Rashi is translating that basically hasra, i.e. kavana lehed, telling you that the koveya is not hasra, the koveya really is kavana lehed. And Hasra is just a simon to Kavana Lehed, because why else would you give Hasra if not for the fact that you had Kavana Lehed? This is Rashi, Tir Masel Bizman Shehasra Behen. So again, the first raya that Rashi thinks that the Koveya is Re'iyah in conjunction with Kavana Lehed is Tir Masel Bizman Shehasra Behen. Oh, next. Okay, the next one is the Rashi we read by Hari Yatzil. It sounds like Dafka, according to Reb Yossi, do you not need Hasra, which means Kavan Lehed. Mashma, as David was agreeing, that the role of, right, the role of Hasra for Rashi is Kavanah, right? That part you agreed to me about, right? So that Rashi, Dir Maskal Haruk, Rashi Lashitaso explains that the role of Hasra in the Sugya is not Hasra. Hasra is just a simen to Kavanah Lehed. And there he's saying, Rabbi Yossi doesn't require Mashma, that Rebbe does require Kavanah Lehed. It's Rashi Lashitaso. So you have Rashi Bizman, he says it explicitly within Rebbe. Dir Maskal Haruk Yatzil, implicit, right? Lafuke Rabbi Yossi. And now the third Rashi, what's the last Rashi, which sounds like the Koveh is Kavanah Lehed? Anybody? What's the last Rashi, which is, tells you that the Koveh? Excellent. Hechi Amrinu. Right, this is going, I don't think we ever read the Gemara, so let's just read the Gemara quickly. See, say five lines up, the Gemara asks, Hechi Amrinu.
Hechi Amrinu.
What's the question? So we asked the Eidim, did you come to... Exactly. Did you have Kavana to just watch? Or did you have Kavana to give Eidus?
So you have Eidim, I'm really asked who they asked to. Nim to ask me a Karabasa, this is the Tehla. You have Eidim, I'm really asked to. My answer is now, then, Sherella, that's the target.
That's right. So the Gemara tells us that if they say they had a Kavana Lehayed puzzle, Nimsa Echam and Karabasa puzzle, if they don't have Kavana Lehayed, then there's no Nimsa Echam. But the Gemara is not, what Gemara is not clear about is, at what? What? That's the question. Oh. So what's unclear, exactly what Avidan is saying, right? What's unclear of the Gemara is that at what point are we talking about? Are we talking to them, do you have Kavanah now at Shas Agada? Or is it didn't? Or are we talking about, did you have Kavanah already at Shas Re'iyah? So it comes along, Rashi, Mordechai, Hecha. Oh. So Rashi says it's didn't, to use Avidan's Lashon. It's right. We're asking the Karv of the Apostle, in Mitzchila Le'idus Niskavnu, did they have Kavanah at Shas Re'iyah? So Rashi Lashitaso throughout the Sugya is understanding that, right, Hasra Ladavka, Hasra is just a simen for Kavanah Lehayid, and within Shitas Rebbe, the role, right, the role of It's the koveya for shame aid, the koveya for being mitzarev to the kat, is re'iyah in conjunction with kavana lehed. And we'll just see that the ritzvah, right? The ritzvah is going to spell this out, you know, very nicely within Shitas Rashi. So dir maskil lemechs. Really meant to say emasai. Yeah, two ritzvahs actually, right? So let's see two ritvas, where ritva is going to spell us out that Shitas Rashi, again, is that number one, Hasra is just a simen for Kavanah, and number two, that Re'iyah alone. Those two aspects. So first, Dir Maskal Emasai. David? David, you mind? Oh, sorry, I should ask, who has a ritva? Shal David, you have one? All right, so Dir Maskal Emasai Bizman Shehasru Behem. The Ritzvah is going to present like a number of kashas on Rashi that if, you know, based on the understanding of Rashi, that if you require Hasra Davka, that's very problematic. And then he's going to explain, no! Oh. Oh. Right, so Rashi says you need Hasra as a simen to Kavanah Lehed. Right, so if you dafka in the Havmina, right? The Havmina of Ritzvah, Rashi says that Hasra is a simen to Kavanah Lehed, but you dafka need Hasra to be that simen. So according to that, it's like, wait a second, that only works for Nefashos. It's not going to work by Mamonos. We know that Rebbe that we're working within, obviously, you know, extends Nimsa Echad also to Mamonos. Question number one is, what do you do about Dinei Mamonos? Question number two. Kasha number two is that even within the realm of Nefashos, we paskin that not every aid needs to give Asra, as long as there is Asra. It could be a third party, it could be a shade, right? It could be Atzmo. We'll get to all these sugyas involved on the base. But either way, so even by Nefashos, you can't say that every aid needs to give Asra to be the simon to their Kavanah Lehed, because even by Nefashos, that's not going to be the case. Right. Obviously, the Harug and the Nirva are not going to give Hasra. So again, how can you... The Havmir, the Gemara, is for the Harug and the Nirva to trigger Nimsa Echad. Again, yet again, it's clear that, you know, that you can't have Hasra as an actual Tanai for Nimsa Echad, because in those cases you don't have Hasra, but you have Nimsa Echad. Talia Milsa. What we need to ask him what their Kavana is. According to Rashi, you dafka need Asra. And if he gave Asra, he clearly has Kavana Lahed. If he doesn't give Asra, then he doesn't have Kavana Lahed. So what's this idea of asking? So the Ritzvah has a very interesting line. He seems so pasha. Oh, this is very inspiring, right? Like, there's such good kashas, there's no way Rashi, you know, didn't think of that, right? Which is always should be our perspective when you're asking kashas and Rashi, right, to be mitarets Rashi, because obviously whatever you're thinking of, he clearly thought of. Oh, so comes along the Ritzvah, which seems like a pretty pashut answer. Oh, so kach nirali ladun l'schuso. Point number one is that it happens that Rashi disagrees. Remember, Rishonim, we said before, thought that the Tanai of Hasra and Kavana was Dafka in Rebbe. So it happens to be in passing the Ritzvah things that it also goes back on Rebbe Yossi. That's point number one. But yes, his point is, even from the Lashon, the Mishnah, it's not that, oh, l'chatzchila, you need Dafka Hasra, because then it should say, you need l'chatzchila to do Hasra. It's not that. If there was Asra, so then we have a simen that there was Kavana Lahed, but really the Koveya is Kavana Lahed, and therefore Mishim Alchem is like, Hecha Delo Hasra, in a case where there wasn't Asra, Inam Ibidini Mamano Silo Shayach Asra, basically, whether it be a Nefashos case where a third party gave the Asra and the Eidim didn't, or a case of Mamanos where there's no Asra, it doesn't matter. Sharlin only come on, Bizman Shalo Isruben, Hecha Yamrinalu, since the Koveya is the Kavana Lahed, we'll ask them, and therefore it's Lav Davka Hasra. So again, the Ritzvah just spelling out very clearly, which seems to be Pshan Rashi, just Pash Pshan Rashi, that again, the Hasra is Lav Davka, Hasra is just a simin for Kavana Lehe. Yeah.
How could Ritzvah say that Rashi holds that the Hasra is also
one of the Yosef? Yeah, I don't know if that part was B'tas Rashi. I'm not sure. Because Rashi explicitly says against that. Yeah, in this case, I think overall he's saying Pshan Rashi, but in that line, I think he's inserting his own take on the sugya. That's what it sounds like. Again, it could be that, it's very hard to say that in Rashi based on the diukim that we were saying before. Well,
it's not hard to say that he's saying that in himself too. He just says, the same near, but that's Rashi. Like,
yeah.
Says his own opinion, like, Rashi's Zal Safar did Tanakama this man Shahasurbo but in a Vash Mia Shahi after the very OC.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't know. Because it Rashi seems very clear that Rav Yossi doesn't require, right? Because otherwise how you understand that whole sugya. He offers an alternative way to understand that sugya, that Shaka Batari of Harug Yatzil, but Rashi seems very clear. So Sarkin, I'm not sure.
And he quotes a Rashi in the other piece.
Yeah. I'm not sure. Okay, good. Oh, so again, this Ritzvah, says point number one, right, that the Hasra within Rashi is Lav Davka Hasra, it's just a simin to Re'iyah. The next Ritzvah, Lamechsi, is going to focus on the Re'iyah, that for Rashi, that Re'iyah alone suffices. You don't also need Haggadah. So, anyone else have the Ritzvah? Shmuel, do you have it? See, Rashi, dear Master, Lemechsi Asisun? Right, there, the Ritzvah is going to be Medayik in that last Rashi, right, that the Koveya is Shas Re'iyah alone.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about Shas Maisa, i.e. Shas Re'iyah. Well, that is very important. some, right? The Ritz is medayik in Rashi. That's very clear, right? If this is the only question we're answering, that we're asking, and the Edom answer, yes, we had Kavana Lehid, sounds like that alone is going to be Koveya them as Edom, and therefore to be Mitzarev to the Kat, and therefore it sounds from Rashi against Tosas that even if they don't come to have Hagadas Edis later, and is that's also the Shita of the Rashbam, as we'll get to next. So, right, so the Ritzva, right, Bidas Rashi, is very clear that Re'iya alone is going to be Koveya, even if there's no Haggadah. The one problem in Rashi, which we'll have to get back to later, is, anybody notice there is a Rashi on this Amud, which seems to clearly say that you do need Haggadah to be Mitzarev and aid to the Kat Edis. Anybody know which Rashi I'm referring to? Which Rashi on this Amud implies that even the din of Nimsa Chamem Karav Apostle requires Haggadah? Excellent, Tochei Dibur. Very important, right? So the Gemara, just Eli, just mind reading the beginning of the Gemara, Amarava.
Amarava, but who should you call him Tochei Dibur?
Right, so the Gemara is very important. The Gemara here has like a qualification that the dinim that we just mentioned, right, of dinim of Kat Edus, right, are only when they're all made, right, is Tochei Dibur is, but when there's Haggadah, Tochei Dibur. So the big machokis in the Rishonim between Rashi and Tosas here is, which din in this Mishnah is this line of Rava coming to qualify? Is that all the dinim in the Mishnah, including Nimtzeh Amem Karav Pasul? Or Tosas is going to say, no, maybe it's limited to the one din of Anshi Azimu as Kulam. But Rashi is going to be very clear about this. Ali, go for it. Right, so only when there's a Tochei Dibur, Haggadah, Tochei Dibur, do we say Mea, right, Shnayim Kimea. Oh, that's the key. Those last two words are the key. But if the Edim are Magid after Tochei Dibur, then Hari Hein Kishtei Kitos Lechol Davar. And Tosos on the spot is Medayik from this Rashi. That Rashi is saying that this Tanai of Haggadah Tochei Dibur applies to all Dinim, right, including Nimtzeh Echad Mehem Karav Apostle. So we're going to come back to this Rashi to explain how do you align this Rashi with the other Rashis. So again, up until now we've been assuming, and this is the way Ritzva interprets, that Rashi is, right, we'll call it approach 1b, that Re'iya, right, the Re'iya alone with, the Re'iya with Kavana Lehayad suffices. Yet this Rashi in isolation seems to imply that you also need a Haggadah. So we'll come back to different Hezbeirim for how you can align those shitos. We'll get back to that on Sunday. But without that Rashi, all the other indications is that Re'iya alone with Kavana, right, is going to be Koveh. So you have these Rashis in Arasugya, and the Rashbam, how do you stop a little short? But if everyone goes back to that Rashbam Valbasra, after Rashbam says his whole piece, he says, oh, my grandfather agrees. He said, I have a tshuva. I wasn't able to look at this tshuva, but he says, you see towards the end, you see Siyag Matsasi LeDivrei?
Yeah.
The Tshuvas Rabbeinu Shlomo? It's, I think, Menuchaso Kava. Zichron Levracha, basically.
Shekasa Bey.
King. Right? And he says, oh, my grandfather agrees. Right? No better, you know, no better Raya than say, you know, the Zeta. Right? So the Rashbam, it says, oh, there's a Tshuva of Rashi. I wasn't able to look at this. Tshuva of Rashi, which confirms that Re'iya alone is Koveya. So not only, right, so again, notwithstanding that one Rashi, the three Rashis, Al-Atar, Abba Malach, and this Chuvas Rashi, quoted by the Rashbam, are all confirming that according to Shitas Rashi, is that again, is within approach number one, generally, that Re'iya alone without Haggadah, and more specifically, 1b, to say that it's Re'iya with Kavana Lehed. And based on that Chuvah of Rashi, we're going to have to then explain, you know, probably next time, so how do you then account for that one Rashi, which sounds to say that Haggadah is important. Yeah.
Is there any reading that, I thought there was a third time period that the Rashbam bring up, that there's Nichnas Lahayi. That's Rebbe's reading, that's Shas Maisa.
Yeah. Yeah. When Nichnas to the house. We're going to read the Rashbam right now. We're going to go through it right now. Okay. So, in addition to Rashi, right, Vidas, Rebbe accepting this approach 1b, that's Re'iya in conjunction with Kavana Lahayi, the Rashbam, famous Rashbam of Basra, Kufi, Gimel, Amabiz, in a different sugya, right, also thinks that Re'iya with Kavana Lehayid is going to be the Koves. This is the Rashbam Kuf Yud Gimel on base, and this is really a sugya of Ein Eid Nasa Dai. So it's going to be an important piece. Yeah.
What is this Kavana? Like, we're saying that the guy is Kavana. So
Kavana Lehayid.
Right, but I'm saying, but is that a verbal thing or is that just a mental thing?
Because mental.
So.
I mean, we ask him, what do you have in mind at the time?
Right, I'm saying, so why can't anyone just this like decide in the moment?
Well, anyone can lie anytime.
Yeah, I mean, this is part of Aethos. Part of Aethos, is that?
Okay, but as in, why? So what if the guy like forgot? Like, I understand that you want to say that with Aethos in general, you're not gonna forget the exact details. But it's very easy to forget like a thought that you had in the moment.
This is a question on Chassid Kashrus. So yeah. You're asking a question on Chassid Kashrus.
Yeah, I mean, like, part of Eidus, the Chiddush of Eidus, the Xeris Kashrus of trusting two people is that we trust two people. Meaning, and part of that is that they have Kavanah Lehayid. Does that sound right? It's an interesting question. But
isn't that part of Eidus, Sheikh? You can't come and disprove that. You can't come and say that isn't what actually happened.
You're saying this aspect. Interesting. You're saying this aspect of Eidus is not Nitan for Hazama? I don't know that. I don't know why. You don't need that for it. Yeah.
You need to know
what?
You weren't there.
If you
say you weren't at the place where you were.
Not every aspect, you know, needs to be, you know, Nitan for Hazama. I mean, Nitan Hazama, the Eidus in general, you have to place yourself there so that overall, the Eidus is Nitan Hazama. It doesn't mean that every aspect, you know, is also subject to Hazama on its own. Oh. So Rashbam, in the sugya of Ein Eid Nasa Dai, is a very, very important shita, which says that the Shas Re'iya with Kavanah Lehayid is going to be Koveya, the Shem Eid. So let's go back to this, to this Rashbam. So again, I just probably see the Gemara. See the Amr of Yehuda, Akiva?
Amr of Yehuda, Shlosha Nechtes Elavakeh Eschola, Ratzu Kosedin, Ratzosedin,
so some background, right? There are three people who are visiting mitzvah b'kir cholim, right? They're visiting a person on a shechid meira on his deathbed. Where does Eidus and Dayanus come in? What is the shechid meira doing?
Right.
Exactly, giving a tzava, a matna shechid meira on his deathbed. He wants to give some mamon to a certain person. So you need Eidus on that. So says the Gemara that ratzu kosvin, ratzu osendin. These Eidim get to choose whether they become Eidim or they become Dayanim. So now the Rashbam is going to say, we have to be very careful here. It's not so pashit that a person gets to choose whether it becomes Eidim or Dayanim. It's only in a specific situation that the person can choose to become Dayanim. So says the Rashbam. Which means they came,
Hilkach, Ratzah Yidu, Ratzah Oyudam, Aval, Im Nichnasu La'id, Shizunim L'Sham, L'Shem, L'Sham, Bavim, Bishmo, Kedi La'id.
But if they came, like, again, how did they know? How would they have known? Because they were invited, come, there's, you know, the guy wants to give a tzava, so they came with the das, with the Kavana Lehayid. There, if you had a Re'iya with Kavana Lehayid, then.
Eidim, Ve'ein Eid Nasadai.
Right? Again, Rashbam says that the Re'iya with Kavanah Lehayid is Koveya the Shem Eid. And once you're an Eid, Ein Eid, Nasa Dayan, the dummy.
The dummy Lenechnezu Lebelaila, the Choshev Lehu Eidim, Lekaman Hoel, Mitzchila Lo Hayu Roen Ledin.
There's another case where you're automatically an Eid, because if it's Laila, there's no option of being a Dayan, so you're automatically an Eid, then. Or
Delilah Lathos. Kol Shekein Hacha Deim Bo Lisham Lishem Eidus. Ain't aid nice of that.
Says Shitas Rashbam is, but if you came with Kavanah Lehayid, so then you have a shame aid, an ain't aid nasadayan, and then this is what we read before. It brings a riot from our sugya that look, Re'iya with Kavanah Lehayid, at least according to Rebbe, is Koveya. Look, that's Koveya, Nimsa Echa Mehem Karva Puzzle. So what the Rashbam is doing by equating, right, this the dinim of Nimsa Echa Mehem Karva Puzzle and Ain Nasadayan shows that this idea of Re'iya being koveya nimsa echad, it's not a din nimsa echad mehem karav apostle. It's a general din of being koveya shame aid. And yes, having a shame aid of being part of the kat, one nafkamina is nimsa echad mehem karav apostle. But another nafkamina is ein aid nasadayan. So Rashbam is saying is a broad din, not just an arasugya. And then fast forward after the part we say, is it nimsenu lemedim? That's what he says that we paskin like.
There's a kilan.
That's the key line. Shahaba liros maisa kadei lehayid. If you come into a re'iyah, right, with kavana lehayid, chashvina le'ayid, you have a shem aid, therefore, ein aid nasadayin, and therefore also, nimsa echa mehem, karav u pasal. Fine. Oh, so the Rashbam, right, clearly, and then he quotes his grandfather, I'm like Rashi. So against the Rashbam, but Basra is clearly adapting his approach 1b, that the Re'iyah is Koveya. You don't need Haggadah, but again, 1b, that it's Re'iyah with Kavana Le'Heyed. Yeah, give up.
I don't know if you guys this, but how would the Yossi do it?
How's what?
For the Yossi, according to Rashbam, it's like you don't need Kavana. You see, it doesn't have to do
it. In meaning
how? How do you have the money? Rashbam's saying you didn't
have the money. Yeah. So again, the Rashbam just says because we pass in like Rabbi Yossi. Yeah, so he wants to pass like Rebbe, so therefore that's just a little bit of the hilchos. That's what he's going to say. You're saying, how would he theoretically, according to him, if you saw it, sounds like, I think Tosos, if I recall, we'll see it next time, I think Tosos is going to bring up that issue, but I think the way Rashbam is going to sit on it is, this Gemara is a little bit of the hilchos, like Rebbe. Oh. Now I like to show that this notion, right, of the Shas Re'iyah with Kavana Lehayed is the Koveya, according to the Rashbam. According to Rashi, again, is going to affect other. Not only does it affect this other sug of in asadayin, it's also going to affect another halacha of tchiloso v'sofo bekashas. So everyone can turn to, or whoever has it, Babaso kuf chaf ches. So Babaso kuf chaf ches, and we see the Rashbam is l'shitaso, in contrast to other rishonim. It's all going to work out beautifully. So again, this starting off the Rashbam kuf chaf ches amar aleph. So again, anyone else have a Baal Basra here? Yeah. So Ari, do you see the line, just Zehaklal, two lines up? Two lines. So the Gemara is this Klal, that again, if you're puzzle either at Shas Re'iyah or Shas Haggadah, then you're puzzle. So I mean, don't think that the only Koveya is Shas Haggadah. No! The Tchila, which Rashbam is going to say is referring to Shas Re'iyah, that's also a Koveya, and therefore if you're puzzled by Shas Re'iyah, that's going to be a problem. Let's see the way the Rashbam takes this Gemara. Tiramasu kol shetchilaso. So again, Rashbam already, the Shitaso, the Tchila is referring to Re'iyahs, referring to Shas Re'iyah. Fine. Oh, this is the key Rashbam also. Very important. So Rashbam is very clear. The Bishas Re'iyah Samaisa Yehi Roi Le'edazu. The Rashbam, Lishitaso, thinks that the requirement of Tchilasa Bekashas says that you need to positively be kosher Le'edus at Shas Re'iyah. Rashbam Lishitaso, who thinks that the shame aid is nikva at Shas Re'iyah, Lishitaso is going to say, therefore, because that's the moment of time where the shame, where the edus starts, therefore you need to positively be kosher at Shas Re'iyah. We'll see, in contrast to others, you're going to say, it's not about positively being kosher as long as you don't have a psul. That's a subtle difference. Rashbam says, no, you need to positively be kosher at Shas Re'iyah. Rashbam Lishitaso to saying that the Shas Re'iyah is koveya, the beginning of the shame aid. We're going to see right now that not everyone learns that way. Not everyone thinks that you need to positively be kosher at Shas Re'iyah in order for it to obviate this issue of Tchilas of Esova Bekashas. So the next part of the Siyah comes on in Bo Basra Mem Gimel Amad Aleph. So we turn to Bo Basra Mem Gimel Amad Aleph. Again, the Gemara here is discussing the issue, right, if you have a psul of Nogeya B'davar. You know, Gabe Adover, the question the Gemara is bringing up, can you be misalik that negius? Can you take it away? So at the time that you're being made, you no longer are no Gabe Adover. Ellie, would you mind? Gemara starts, v'chi misalik nafshe. Last word in line is v'chi.
V'chi misalik nafshe, v'chi misalik nafshe, mine, me misalik.
Right, does it work to be misalik yourself? Or do you say, no, once you're in negius, you're puzzle. So the price of Paskins, that if the Sefer Torah of a particular ear was stolen, you can't bring Eidim and Dayanim from that ear because they're all no Gea. Because they're all no Gea to the Sefer Torah, they're joint Shutzvin. The Gemara says, Right? If you could be misalik, then
misalik betrayed minayu.
Right? Just have them relinquish their ownership, their shutvis, their part ownership in the Sefer Torah, and they're no longer. So you see from here that siluk doesn't work. Gemara says no.
Shani Sefer Torah the Shmiya Kaye.
So really, siluk would work, but just technically in this case, there's no siluk because even if you're not a joint shutuf, right, you're still going to benefit from the Sefer Torah because of Kriyas HaTorah. And the Gemara has a similar shtach betaya. In the next couple of lines, same idea that the maskan is that siluk does work, and just in this particular case, it doesn't work because you're still no geya even after you relinquish rights. But all the rishonim are going to ask, why should siluk work? What's the problem?
You're a puzzle
bishas riya, right? Don't we know that you need tchilaso visofa bekashrus? So first person to ask this is Tosas Alatar. Tosas, do you remember ulisalku? Right? This is the problem. So even if you're misalik by the time, by the Gemara Din, by the Haggadah's Edus, you have the problem that Tchila, the Shas Ria, was Bissul. So it's not as clear as it is in the Ravid, as we'll see in a moment, but what do you think he's saying? That this psul of tchilasa of esofo, you know, psul, whatever, sorry, the requirement of tchilasa of esofo bekashrus is only by what?
It's not an inherent
psul. Is it only by a psul aguf? Right, when you have a psul aguf, like a psul karov, perhaps a psul rasha, mashenkin here, what he says, here it's not a psul aguf, it's just, it sounds like chashash sheker. So, right, again, so this first answer of Tosfos says that no, there's no problem of tchilaso bipsul when it comes to chashash sheker, right? Because chashash sheker, sorry, when it comes to a psul nogea, because psul nogea is just a chashash sheker, right? So again, assumption number one of Tosos is that the psul nogea is just a chashash sheker. Assumption number one. Assumption number two is that even though lemaisa the aid was pasul mishum chashash sheker b'shas riya, that's not a problem of tchilaso bipsul, right? So what's coming out? What's coming out is that, according to Tosos, and we'll see the first day in the Ravid, quoted by the Rashba, is that Tchilaso Vesofa Bekashrus doesn't require you to act to positively be kosher Bishas Re'iyah. It's just a Gzeres Akasiv of Ora'ah, which is you can't have a Psul Bishas Re'iyah. Therefore, Nafkamina, if you're not Pusul, if you don't have a Psul Aguf, even though you're not positively kosher because you're the Chashash Sheker, says Tosos, you're fine. So again, very important. So, Tosfos and the first day in the Ravid who give this answer are seemingly, right, playing down Shas Re'iya and saying you don't need to actually be kosher b'Shas Re'iya because Shas Re'iya is not as important as the Rashbam thought. As long as you don't have a psul aguf, you're going to be fine. And this could very well work out, Tosfos L'shitasa. Tosfos L'shitasa, as we'll see in the rest of the Sigya, in our Sigya, plays up the Shas Haggadah. So the same Tosos who plays up Shas Haggadah is going to say the Shas Re'iya is not as important. And therefore, you don't need to act positively be kosher b'Shas Re'iya. You just can't have a psul aguf. And therefore, even in this case where lemaisa your puzzle because it's a chashash sheker, that's not going to bother Tosos who thinks that the koveya is really Shas Haggadah. Yes.
So Tosos is saying it's only psul aguf as opposed to the Rashbam who's saying it's a chashash sheker also.
I wouldn't say it like that. Is that the Rashbam says that the requirement of tchilaso bekashrus requires you to actually be kosher le'idus at that time.
Isn't that what the Gemara says?
Sounds like it. So, well, you can say it's another Gemara, Gimel, right? Tosa says, no, it doesn't need you to positively be kosher le'idus. It's just that you can't have a psul aguf. Nafkamina, let's say you don't have a psul aguf, but it's a chashash sheker. So you're not kosher le'idus, but you don't have a psul aguf. So Rashbam says, no, you need to positively be kosher. Says Tosos, no. Right? As long as you don't have a psul aguf, you're fine. And I'm just pointing out, Tosos l'shitaso, Rashbam l'shitaso, Tosos l'shitaso. Rashbam l'shitaso thinks that the koveya for shame aid is Shas Re'iyah. He's going to say, yeah, you therefore need to be positively kosher at the beginning of your shame aid. But Tosos, who plays up Shas Haggadah, is going to say, no. Right, as long as you don't have a psul aguf rule, you're fine. Yeah, Pinchas.
Once the Tosfos the Shas is insignificant, so why do we care if it's pasul at all the Shas?
Okay, good. So there, number one, there is a when we get to Shita Tosas, he requires both Haggadah and Re'iyah. So we're going to get to, once Tosos requires both, are they both Koveya, or is really one the Koveya and the other one is a Tanai? So according to what I'm describing right now, Tosos thinks that the Haggadah is the Koveya, the Shemate, but there's still a Tanai of Re'iyah, and therefore, because there's a Tanai of Re'iyah, that Tanai of that Shas Re'iyah is going to be subject to the Gzeiros HaKaza of Ora'ah, which says that you can't have an active Psula Guf at that point. Okay? Good. Oh, anyone have the Rashba? According to the Ravid? So the Ravid, we're going to go right now for the second. I have a lot of time, but the Ravid is, the Ravid's first, right? The Rashba, again, in Babasar Mem Gimel, for its first day of quotes, the first day in the Ravid, which is very much like Tosus, the Lashon is even clearer that the Chilek is between a Chashah Sheker and a Psula Guf. And the second day is different, very important. Go for it, Akiva.
Yeah, because of the Ravid is on the
Chagor. So you've Lashon Acher Perish?
Yeah, Lashon Acher Perish. The Gabi Mamon Lo Mikre Tzilas, the Tzilas, the Tzilas, the Kema the Matile Hana, Minei, La Baridasu, Klal. The Hashta, who the Achalale, Shemaid, the Havile, Tzilas, the Sovo, the Kashras, the Haishaita, Lav, Aid, who Klal. The Ain Adam made El Asmo, the Demi Lahai, the Minimus of Magus, El Ata, Robi Atsio.
Oh. And then he quotes the Northern Mekayim Dover. This is very important. We'll see Ravid Lashitas up, right? So the Ravid here is a very big Kiddush, right? The first day of the Ravid assumes that the psul of Baltavar is a psul of Chashash Sheker, and therefore gives his malach. Second day of the Ravid says, no, the psul of Baltavar is that you lack a shame aid. Right? The psul of beings are psul of, I'm sorry, question. Nogeh be'edus. Sorry. The psul, Machokas here, what is the psul of Nogeh be'edus? First day, the psul of Nogeh be'edus is that you have a chashash sheker. Second day in the Ravid is that the psul of Nogeh be'davar is that we treat you as if you're a bal davar, who lacks a shame aid according to the Ravid. So again, the second day of the Ravid here is saying that the psul of Nogeh be'edus is that we treat you as if you're a bal davar, as if you're one of the Iker Nidonim. And once we treat you as one of the Iker Nidonim, Ravid Lishitaso, as we've learned before, to his pshat in Vav Manalov, which he references, is that when you're a baldover, you lack a shame aid. And then adds the Ravid over here, because you lack a shame aid until the siluk, so there's never a point where you as a shame aid were possible. And therefore there's no problem with tchilaso, some of the kashrus, because the tchila of your shame aid, you're completely kosher. So again, this Ravid, again, in addition, a couple of horrors. Number one is that Ravid Lishitaso holds that a baldavar lacks a shame aid. The chiddush here is that he extends that yisod of lack of shame aid not only to the actual baldavar, but also to a nogeya badavar. Point number two is that this Ravid also assumes that the shas re'iyah is not the koveya. Right? He says, no, the koveya of tchila is not shas re'iyah, like the Rashbam assumes. The koveya of tchila is when you became a shame aid. And if that's at a later point past Shasriya, so be it. That's totally fine. And the last Arab take, before I take your Arab, is that it also works out well that Tosos, Lashitaso, can't give this answer. Because Tosos, we know, or we'll see, at the end of Dear Masl Shmuel Omer, the bottom Tosos on our page, has a different pshat in what the maskana of Yakum Davar, and Mekami Davar, Kasim Adaber is. Tosos, Lashitaso thinks that drusha of Mekami Davar, Kasim Adaber is Mechadish, that you also need a Haggadah. So Tosha Lishitasa doesn't learn that drusha like the Ravid is saying, oh, that a Baal Dover lacks a shame aid. Tosha says, no, it's a totally different pshat. Pshat in that maskana, in that drusha, is that it establishes an aid, also needs a Haggadah. So Tosha Lishitasa does not accept the Ravid's read that a Baal Dover lacks a shame aid, and therefore Tosha has to give the alternative that there's a chiluk between a chashash sheker and a psul haguf. We'll stop here, and I'll take any questions on the way up.